and Matt Critchley's been good enough to jump on the line. Matt, hello to you.
Hello, guys. How are you? All good?
Oh, we're great. But I'll tell you what, the people are going to be very pleased that you've brought those tickets. That's mighty, mighty generous of you. Welcome to Australia. Geez, you've come in at just the right time of the year.
Yeah, perfect. Just slowed in for a quick visit. Weather's good. Won a few games in some finals, so it's not too bad.
Well, it's a perfect landing into Melbourne. How did it all come about? Because it was pretty late to get the call up into the Renegades. How does it work? You're an English cricketer. You're succeeding over there. How do you end up lobbing into this situation?
I think it was something that was potentially in the pipeline a few months ago. Mick Lewis, the bowling coach at the Renegades, is now our bowling coach at Essex. So obviously that connection there. And then... just got the call late on when I want to come over as a replacement for a few of the guys that are leaving to the other tournaments, and couldn't say no to the opportunity. So got out here fairly quickly from getting the notice, but it's been good so far.
Well, it's great to see another Essex player here in Melbourne performing so well. The wicket was an interesting one. You've probably never played under a roof before, but the wicket had got wet in the afternoon, unfortunately, and it was a genuine early season English wicket. You handled it really well, though, so credit to you. And it was the main partnership that actually got the job done. Did you rely on that experience, those early season April wickets, to perform well?
Yeah, definitely. I was sat on the side kind of laughing with the lads. And I was like, come out here to get away from this. I'm facing a white ball, not get straight back into it. But no, definitely. I've played 30 games at home now, so playing, being pretty used to them conditions. And I just think it's mainly about having a plan, but also having someone like Aaron Finch out there with you. Like, obviously, all of his experience, he really reiterates that to have your plan and then just back it and try and be as positive as you can in them situations, because unfortunately, it's not like red ball cricket where you survive for a period and it will get easier. You don't really have the time to do that because you can't really afford the rate to get too high on them sort of wickets. But yeah, it's like a home from home under the roof as well. So that was a bit surreal.
Well, Matt, you were able to put that winning partnership together. You're an all-rounder, so you've been playing in the 100 as well for the Welsh Fire, 2022 season of the 100.
He's a leggy,
so obviously, this format you quite enjoy, the T20 format. Now, I don't mean to put you on the spot with this, but we've got a very regular listener whose name is Lee. Now, Lee is a dyed-in-the-wool Renegades fan, but he has a bugbear in life, and he believes that English bowlers just don't adjust to the conditions here in quick enough time. What can you do to tell Lee to just put him at ease, to calm him down, that you will be absolutely fine with the conditions here and will not have a detrimental impact on the Renegades finals run?
Oh, I don't know what I can do to put Lee at ease. It's obviously different over here, but I played over here 3 times over in Sydney in grade cricket, so it's not my first time playing in these conditions. And obviously, a lot of the guys now would travel my first time doing it, but the guys travel all the way around the world, so you get used to different conditions pretty quickly. But yeah, hopefully I can adjust and get a few wickets and help us keep going on the finals run.
Matt, you'll definitely do that. You're a leg spinner, and that's a key to it. You're not a dibbly dobbler. That was Lee's hiccup. He's going, these dibbly dobblers come over here and bowl the particular way. But Matt's ripping leggy, so we love him, and he's from Essex,
course,
and that's even better.
Of course,
better.
You love him. Yeah. Being
there's so many things to like about Matt. There's so many things to like about what Matt's up to. What are the who's in the locker room? Who have you really warmed to? Because it is difficult going into a well-established, you know, later in the tournament. But who's put their arm around you, and who are you finding yourself warming to?
All the lads have been brilliant, really. But obviously, I probably gravitate towards some. Probably a little Cards crew, Sammy Harper, Jack Guswich and Will Sutherland. They've been good. They've been welcoming. And then got a fair few lads, the WA boys, at the hotel here. So now everyone's been brilliant, to be fair. But yeah, probably them lads, they're similar age to me and probably have similar interests. So it's been good to get to know them quickly. It's not really a group where I knew too many people before. I've played with Martin Gutsill back in England, and I think that's really about it of this crew. So it was a few fresh faces, and I think I landed in Adelaide on the Sunday and played on the Monday. So I was literally meeting people for the first time at the ground, which was interesting. But no, they've been very welcoming and very good so far.
We're speaking to Matt Critchley, English cricketer, now Renegades cricketer. They've got their final against the winner of the game that's just about to start, Sydney Thunder in the Brisbane Heat, in a couple of days' time. Matt, I've been Googling while you and Bryce have been conversing because I'm trying to think of the last English leg spinner that I can remember. And there's an article saying England and the leg spinner, a terribly awkward romance. It's a Wisden cricket article. It's not something we associate with English cricketers' leg spin, is it? How did you come to be a leg spinner? And what is it about English cricketers and leg spin that it's never really quite gelled?
Yeah, I think, like, to answer the first part of the question, I've come a leg spinner just like my dad played just club cricket in England from young and worked with him and then watched Shane Warne in 2005 Ashes, obviously the late great Shane Warne, like, which many kids my age would have done, and that kind of inspired me to keep going and doing it and the magic of that. And then also, like, growing up watching others like Anil Kumble, Stuart McGill, was lucky enough to do a couple of years with Stuart McGill in Sydney and then a couple of sessions with Warne and Kumble. So that sort of thing, like, keeps me going. But I've already on the path then, into my county cricket career. But so I've been lucky to do that sort of thing. And I think in England, like, I think in white ball cricket now, the romance is very much there in England. Everyone wants the leg spinners in the white ball cricket. I think red ball cricket is a little bit harder. Like, you get most of your wickets with seamers and you kind of want the spinner to play a kind of a holding role and then potentially come into their own later in the game. But even that, you don't need the spinner most times. So I'm probably fortunate that I hold a position in the team batting in the top six. It's given me a lot of opportunities to play more games than some of my other like compatriots have managed in England. But yeah, I think it is. It's coming more and more in fashion. We've got a few knocking about. Obviously, Adil playing for the main team and then young Rayan Ahmed. He looks like a pretty good talent coming through, getting 5 in his first game.
Have the Renegades reached out to the man sitting across from me, Test cap number 410, a renowned leg spinner, just took wickets for fun for Victoria, Bryce McGain, who's sitting in here with us. Have the Renegades set up the two of you for a play date or not?
Well, I think we might
I'll
do
it. I'll have to get onto Sakes to sort it out.
No worries at all.
Sakes, where's that been?
Yeah, I'm happy to.
Surely you should have met him at the airport, Bryce.
I should have. I should have been there in the Datsun Sunny and picked him up. But, look, it's terrific that the Renegades have searched far and wide and found the right fit because it is a challenge. What can we expect from the team on Sunday?
I think hopefully we just keep going on the way we're going. I think to get the win the other day in the fashion that we did after the pitch was obviously a bit tricky. It was pretty comfortable in the end, even though you never knew for a little period of time. I think to have the experience we have in the team, especially in the batting lineup, I think if we can post a score and then try and defend it, or the other way, have the knowledge and how to chase the score down and hopefully a better pitch, but whatever pitch helps us win, I suppose, is the main thing. But yeah, I think a lot of calm heads in there. Our captain's won 2 World Cups for his country, so if ever a man you need to get an opinion of, I'm sure he's the one. But yeah, I think try and play a pretty fearless brand in T20 now. Like, I think you play to win all the time, and obviously in finals you can't think too much about the negative side of that result. But yeah, hopefully we play the perfect game and we keep going on our journey in this tournament.
Well, you touched on the experience of Aaron Finch. I guess that's something that you would have really just been embraced with in the couple of games you've played, is he's nearly a T20 walking encyclopedia at knowing what to do at the right time. Has that been an impressive part of this journey for you?
Yeah, definitely. I think not only everyone knows what he can do with the bat in his hand and on the field, but I think hearing him talk, this captain, how he like articulates how he wants to get his message across to people, whether we've won, lost, or it's at a training. It's brilliant to hear, really. And David Take has been very similar. But yeah, I think you want to be a sponge in these situations. You want to listen to him, Martin Guptill, Sean Marsh, Fawad Ahmed, Kane Richardson. The list goes on. You want to listen to them all and see how they go about it. But yeah, Finchie's he's very impressive as a leader.
Matt, you're 26 years of age. You've spoken about your love of leg spin bowling. Obviously, as you mentioned, Adil Rashid's one of the highest ranked T20 bowlers in the world for England with the white ball and was part of the T20 World Cup success. Where do you set your goals in cricket?
Yeah, definitely. When I get into the England tail, it's something I've probably not been too far away but never managed to crack. So after this, I go to Sri Lanka for an England A white ball tour. So hopefully make an impression in that. And yeah, my main goal is to play probably Test cricket for England, and then that's ultimately the main goal. And then after that, try and break into the white ball sides and go all around the world, hopefully playing a bit of cricket, and then, yeah, keep going from there.
Well, you are at the right venue. Chelmsford does turn a little bit. I know you're batting in the top six. We're talking about your leg spinning quite a lot, and you're a top-end batter. We understand that immensely. But there is some advantage at playing at Chelmsford, a dusted end, but there also south end turns. So there's some support there that can provide some pretty good figures as well. Is that what you're finding is continuing to be the case at the venues you play at?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a point of difference we try and use to win ourselves games. So obviously we've got Simon Harmer, who's been the best bowler in county cricket over the last 5 years at one end, and then can try and contribute as much to that as I can from the other end, or step in when I need to when he's away on international duty or unavailable. So yeah, definitely one of the reasons I moved down to Essex to play in a strong team in conditions that can be favourable. It's quite a small ground, so sometimes you can get a little bit embarrassed there, but no, it's obviously a good place to play and a great bunch of blokes to play with.
Well, we're going to put you in the category of a great bloke. We've loved having a chat to you, Matt. It's great to have you in the country. Great to have you as a renegade. We appreciate you coming on and just telling us a little bit about yourself, and good luck in the final that's to come. I know your eyes will be going straight to the screen as the Heat, after being sent in by the Thunder, are none for six at the minute. So good luck with what's to come. We appreciate your time, and good luck with the rest of your career as well.
No, thank you. Thanks for chatting, and hopefully catch up at some point. Thank you.
Wow, we've got to get Dave Saker to get you down to connect the two of you with Matt Critchley. What a great bloke he seems to be.
Yeah, he's a ripper. Most of them out of Essex are. I played a little bit for Essex, and so hence I knew where he was from and what was going on and where he's playing. And no, he's a terrific fella, and yeah, no, the Renegades are really pleased at going into this phase. It's a challenging situation that he came into, but they couldn't have been happier with the way he performed in that second game that he